Been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Now let's go to one more scripture, Proverbs 23 and verse 7. We all know the scripture, I'm sure. I'm reading the A part, and I'm reading from the Amplified translation. He says, for as he thinks, who? You, me, the man. As a man thinks in his where? Heart. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he in behavior. One who manipulated. So as he thinks in that area called the heart, the issues of my life come out of there. My words out of my mouth come from there. And as what's in my heart is the way I'm living. Amen. So evidently, if I'm always addicted, if I'm always in fear, there's some area in my life, in the makeup of me as a human being, either in my mind, which is my soul, or in my body, or in my spirit. Does that make sense? Because if God's saying it's coming out of an area, then it's got to be in this area somewhere. Are we all in agreement? Yes. Yes. Tonight's like a bit of a different style of teaching, but it's important for us to get a hold of this. Because when we get a hold of this, it can change everything about your life. Amen. And so when you look at that scripture, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That tells me if I can change the way the man thinks, in that area, in his heart, I can change the man. Does it not say that? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Out of the issue of your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and your issues of your life flow out of your heart. So if I can change what's going on in that heart area, whatever it is, then I can change me.
That's right.
How many of you have lived from year to year battling to pay the mortgage or the rent? From month to month to month to month. What's up with that? You work hard, you try to work wise, you do the best you can, you tithe, you give offerings, and yet you're still battling. And Jesus said, I came in John 10:10 to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. If I can't pay for my kids' tuition and I'm battling to pay my rent, that's not an abundant kind of life that Jesus expects. Now, I'm not talking finances. I'm talking about if I'm sick all the time, I can't do what I'm supposed to do. It's costing me money. It's making everyone around me so down, my family, my children. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when he said, I've come to give you life, salvation, boom, eternal life. And life more abundantly. You don't get better life than eternal salvation. So when he's talking abundant life, he's talking about yeah, in the here and now. Not in the by and sweet by and by, as religious people will say, oh, one day in the sweet by and by, we're going to be walking in the tulips on streets of gold. I don't need money in heaven.
Amen.
I don't need healing in heaven.
Come on.
I don't need to get rid of fear in heaven.
Amen.
I don't need anything like that in heaven.
Amen.
I need it here.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Amen.
And I need to be in a position to bless people so that they can get in on this kingdom deal.
Amen.
It's all about kingdom. Amen. So the heart out of, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. This one is number 5315. out of Strong's Concordance. 5315 for all you Greek scholars. And Mark Salmas will check your homework because he's Greek. All right. And listen, what I said to you before, now take this to heart. I'm seriously. When you go to college, you go to university, you go to school, you got a teacher, you got a professor, you got someone standing there teaching you on a board, and they get showing you things, and they train you. And at the end of a semester, and at the end of the year, you get a test, or you get an exam. Is that correct? And if you fail the test, and you fail the exams, you might be held back. Evidently, the Israelites failed for 40 years.
Come on.
Come on. Round the mountain, 40 years, should have taken 12 days, basically. Right? They failed for 40 years. So I'm teaching some of you. I'm not going to say to you, okay, pens out, send the test around, sit down, and we're going to give you a test now. No, I'm not. I'm just teaching what the Word of God says. But when you leave those doors, your test begins.
Amen.
Your exam starts. You're living an exam. Where you are, what you do every day, you are living in an exam. We're still writing the book of Acts. It never closed. It's not the end of the book of Acts. Do you understand? Because they call it the Acts of the Apostles. It's not the Acts of the Apostles. It's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that did what they couldn't do. We are still in the same book. We still see miracle signs. We saw two, I know of, already on Sunday. This Sunday just passed. And there'll be more from our service. Remember what happened? Place was packed out and we had people. Remember, we made declarations?
Yes.
Come on.
So that heart, 5315, out of as a man thinks in his heart, once again, mind, soul, desire, passion, appetite, and emotions. All three of these, speaking about, it's coming out of the issues of your heart. As you think in your heart, so are you. And the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All three of them tie up every single time to the soulish realm.
Yeah.
It's all tied to the soulish realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions.
Amen.
Amen. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I read them to you, and you can get a copy if you need. So it all ties us back to that. Now, you think about it as out of the abundance of the heart, as a man thinks in his heart. Okay, so let's just think, you know, like humans can think sometimes. My pump. Is it my pump? Is it an organ that's sending blood through my veins, throughout my body? Is that the heart? No, it's not the heart. Because I don't think with that. And that's not going to change anything I do unless I don't take care of it, right? So it's not the heart, it pumps blood. That's an organ in my body, distributing the blood wherever it's needed to go. Is it my conscious thinking? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Well, I'm thinking right now, I'm a billionaire. I go to my bank and I can guarantee you there's no $1 billion in my bank. Right? Now they come out with positive thinking. These gurus, positive thinking. And you know what? There's some merit to positive thinking. It's better than negative thinking.
Come on.
Right. Some people that are Christians, I'd even send them to one of those crazy gurus and say, get some positiveness in your life before we talk again. Because they're some of the most negative people on the planet are sitting in churches claiming to be saved children of God. Oh, come on.
Amen.
Cheating you out of your money when they do a job that they don't do as good as the world sometimes.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. The Bible says in Romans 12:3, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man that measure of faith. We can all be saved, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. So don't look down your nose at people and don't be high and mighty.
Amen.
Pride is the first sin that caused the devil to slam down into the earth. Amen. And so the conscious thinking, I'm thinking, but I'm not seeing results. So it's not that. And I'm aware of my conscious thinking. But there is another place that I'm not aware of. That I'm thinking, subconscious. My subconscious is what they refer to as the heart. Now, you can go out and do a study on this, and I would encourage you to do it, and even study some of these scientific journals and stuff like that with these people that know a lot, that God's given them this gift to know these things, and you will see. And I was reading stuff on this, and the one person, not even a Christian, said, know this, that your subconscious never sleeps. While you're in bed with your eyes closed, your subconscious is still going. Do you know that? Are you aware of that? Just go and study it out if you don't believe me. There's all of these articles you can read about, and they'll show you that kind of stuff. The conscious thinking and the subconscious thinking are located in the brain. You see that one there? That one there, the small one there? That's the subconscious. That side there, the lobe on the front of the brain, is your conscious thinking. They've discovered this stuff, and I don't know how they do it. I think it's pretty amazing how God gives these brains to us so we can do things like this and create things. I mean, have you seen some of the creations of mankind? That's all from God. God's given us a supercomputer. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing what God's done. And so you got the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. The subconscious mind over there, you don't know what's in it by thinking about what's in it. But you know what's in it by the lifestyle you're living. If a person's always in fear, you know there's fear in subconscious. Now your subconscious is programmed from an early age, from when you're a baby. And by the time you are 9, you've got so much programming from your family, from your friends, from the TV, from wherever. And you're getting programmed into your subconscious mind. I had programmed into my mind, I'm not telling you a lie, this is the truth. I had programmed into my mind, I will never be able to afford it, and I'll always be sick. Because my parents were sick, we had 6 children, and they had 6 kids, there's 6 of us and them. We were always sick and always broke. Always sick, always broke. And then something else was programmed into my subconscious mind, that whatever bad took place, it was the will of God. And my dad was the most religious fanatic that I ever knew on this planet. Yours too, right? And he spoke God. He loved God. He loved Jesus. He was Catholic. We were brought up Catholic. And we had church. I mean, every week I was in church. We did the rosary every single night on our knees. I mean, I was in the altar boy. Everything that the Catholics wanted, I did. I rang the bells. I did it all. And my dad, every time something went wrong, he would say, it's the will of God. Now, I'm a little guy growing up, and I'm hearing this disaster is because God willed it. So guess what I grew up with?
Come on. Amen.
And I was never going to be wealthy. I had 2 steakhouses, a coffee shop, a video business, and a car dealership in South Africa. I was an entrepreneur until God called me. I had those things, and they were successful. I had 2 250-seat steakhouses. Beautiful ones. One was on the ocean with a mountain behind us and on the beach called a Black Steer. And I made so much money, but I never had money. I had 3 patents in my name. And as I got to, we took the one thing to Coca-Cola, and I want to resurrect that one of these days because it's still not out there. We took it to Coca-Cola, yeah, from South Africa to Coca-Cola in Georgia. Bert McKinney, who was the big deal, the CEO of Coca-Cola, checked the product. And somehow I sabotaged this thing going through. Because my belief was, I'm not going to be wealthy. I don't deserve money. It's not God's will for me to have money. And somehow, as a man thinks in his heart, that's what he's going to live. And I lived like that all my life. Until I started getting hold of the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Anger Management. We all deal with anger from time to time, but with God's help and a